Steve. So I wanted to, well, first of all, announce that we have had one staffing change that is as part of our new cannabis program staffing. We had one position for a senior specialist working on enforcement cases. And Stormer Filer has been promoted to be this senior staff specialist on enforcement. So I wanted to use this time in my executive officer's report to speak to how the North Coast region has been faring with this very wet winter and the impacts from, you know, above average precipitation. I'm not going to speak to specific facilities because in some cases there are follow-up enforcement actions that we're taking, but I did want to give you a flavor for how the our wastewater, stormwater, timber roads, etc., are holding up due to this very wet winter. Since the start of the formal rainy season, three out of 71 of our wastewater collection systems in the region have reported large volume sanitary sewer overflows. These large volume overflows resulted in a discharge of about 1.5 million gallons of untreated wastewater. You know, this is obviously wastewater that's commingled with stormwater, so there is some dilution, but it was discharged to surface waters. We have had a number of municipal wastewater treatment facilities, as well as some of our winery wastewater facilities, whose wastewater ponds have gotten to very close to capacity, to the point where there was some threat to the pond's integrity. And so we had to authorize, essentially on an emergency basis, some controlled discharge from those wastewater storage ponds to land areas for surface irrigation. And we did that, authorized that under when there were breaks in precipitation. So that's not a normal permitted activity, but it was something that we authorized to prevent catastrophic damages from these ponds. In addition, we have 8 facilities out of a total of 45 facilities, wastewater facilities that have NPDES permits, and 8 of these facilities reported planned discharges of partially treated wastewater to surface water. And this was done when there was some threat to their collection system, and so they did a planned discharge. In the stormwater world, it's been, needless to say, it's been very sloppy out there. And so a lot of construction sites that have had some problems associated with grading activities are, in addition, there have been a number of our industrial stormwater sites that have been inundated due to on-site flooding and poor site drainage. So our stormwater and our wastewater treatment caseworkers have been incredibly busy this year dealing with these unintentional spills and discharges that have been happening. It's taken time away from their normal caseload work to work with municipalities to deal with these really what are emergency situations. in the non-point source realm, we have our 401 staff, so that's the staff that oversee the dredge and fill program, have been also been very busy issuing a lot of emergency permits to deal with road failures, culvert repairs, sinkholes, things like that. To give you a sense of the numbers, in Caltrans facilities in the North Coast, there have been a total of 24 emergency projects, 13 emergency Army Corps emergency permits have been issued to address emergency repairs. On county roads, there have been a total of 16 of these emergency 401 certs that have been needed to be issued to repair slides and culvert blockages and things like that. So our 401 staff, as well as our Maggie Robinson, who oversees our county roads program, have been very busy responding to complaints and addressing these road-related failures. On the forest lands side of things, we've had lots of reports of landslides, hill slope failures, road failures, culvert blockages, things like that. You'll recall that there were lots of fires a couple of summers ago in the Klamath Basin, and not surprisingly, some of those, there have been increased incidents of landsliding associated with those areas that have been burned over. So the Forest Service, as you know, we have a waiver of waste discharge requirements. It has certain requirements on the Forest Service for doing storm road patrols to go out before and after there have been storms to look at the integrity of roads, to identify discharge sites. And I can, you know, honestly report that the Forest Service has been quite active in getting out there as quickly as they can, doing these storm patrols and reporting to us when they've identified problems. There have obviously been limitations due to snow and wet conditions that have impeded their ability to get out on all roads. The same basic message is true also on the private timberlands. The forest practice rules do have requirements that limit timber-related operations and hauling when road conditions are saturated. And so there have been many times this winter when operations have had to be shut down due to wet weather. But on private timberland, we've gotten many reports of landslides, many of them associated with roads and blocked culverts. Many of the companies are reporting those failures to us, as their various waste discharge requirement permits require that they report to us. So our timber staff have been quite busy this year, getting out during these storm events to do active THP inspections, storm-related inspections, and then termination inspections. There have been fewer, our timber staff have been less active doing pre-harvest inspections, and that's just due to the level of workload, just dealing with the inspections associated with storm events. Because some of these, all of the above in wastewater, stormwater, county roads, and the forest lands, there have certainly been some water quality violations and violations of permit conditions. You can be assured that our staff are in the process of kind of evaluating those site circumstances and determining when some type of an enforcement action is warranted. And so we are certainly following up in addition to following up from a kind of a compliance assistance framework, we're also following up where appropriate with enforcement actions. So I wanted to just give you that kind of overview of kind of what things are looking like due to this very wet winter.
One super quick question. On the pre-harvest timber inspections, our prior rate was 50% because of interagency coordination. What is the rate of inspections now? Do you ask by just a, you said it dropped a little bit.
Well, no, so I think it's still on average as far as the number of THPs that come into our office, we still on average inspect about 50% of them. The reduction, it was just seasonally that we're spending less time doing those pre-harvest inspections during this wet winter period, and we're spending more of that time doing storm-related inspections. So that was it for my executive officer's report, and it looks